With COVID-19 vaccinations underway, we have dared to start thinking about what life might look like when normal returns, and for many, that will mean getting kids back to school. With millions still learning remotely, the learning losses are piling up. Studies have found some Black and Hispanic students could enter the next school year a full year behind. Well, former Education Secretary John King Jr. has been thinking about what needs to happen to make up for lost ground. He is now president of the nonprofit Education Trust, and among the things he's calling for, a national tutoring corps.
This is something some of our international peers are doing, investing in mobilizing particularly recent college graduates as tutors for younger students.
Interesting. So it's an employment program for the college students and also helping the younger students make up ground?
Exactly. Senator Coons has proposed a bill called the CORE Act that would double the size of AmeriCorps. And you could imagine how that could be used to mobilize tutors who could both work with students to address their academic needs, but also build really positive mentoring relationships with students. And we have decades of research showing that high-intensity tutoring can help students make up lost ground academically very quickly.
What about changing the curriculum to make up for this year and acknowledge just that they haven't covered the ground they would normally cover in an academic year? How hard is that to do? How should school districts be thinking about that?
That's going to be a huge challenge. It's always true that when a teacher walks into the classroom, kids are entering with a range of skill levels and backgrounds. But now those gaps, student to student, will be even wider. Some students will have had their parents sitting next to them, supporting them through their learning while schools were virtual or hybrid. Other kids will have parents who were essential workers, and maybe it was just an older sibling who was at home with them. And so you're going to see big gaps in the classroom. Teachers are really going to have to individualize kids' academic experience. They're going to need to respond to exactly where kids are. They're going to need to diagnose what they've missed, what they need, and then address any gaps that students have.
Stay with individualized learning for a second, because I know you used to be a high school social studies teacher. How hard is it when you have 20 students, 30 students, maybe more in a room? What would that even look like?
It's really challenging. It means you've got to define different tasks for individual students. You've got to have time to meet with students in small groups. Ideally, you'd be doing that in partnership with this National Tutoring Corps that I described, so you'd have some help. But tailoring the instruction to students' individual needs is incredibly challenging, especially when you have students who may be multiple grade levels apart in their academic skills. There are, I think, ways that professional development can help. There are some technology tools that could be helpful, but that also requires resources. And one of the big worries is that if Congress doesn't act, if states end up making 5, 10, 15% cuts to education, the districts that will be hit the hardest will be those districts that have the most students with tremendous need. And so you'll see a widening of our already unacceptably large gaps in performance.
Is there any upside, any opportunity here, if we're reinventing school and rethinking how schools should work and serve our kids, to do things better, to make things better than they were before the pandemic?
A couple hopeful things. One is, you know, we've long had a challenge with inequitable access to advanced coursework. So some kids in high needs districts or rural communities don't get the same access to advanced placement classes, to take college courses. What this experience has done is shown us that really shouldn't be a barrier. We should never again have a kid who's told, you can't take AP Spanish because we don't offer that in this building. We've seen that virtual blended learning is possible at scale. I think about Northern Virginia Community College that last summer offered free college courses to any junior or senior in their region online. They knew they were offering the courses anyway for their students, so they opened them up to high school students. So hopefully we'll see a lot more of that expanded access to opportunity. The other thing that I think this period has challenged all of us around is developing student agency. In a virtual or hybrid learning environment, students have to set goals for themselves. They have to manage their work. They have to ask questions when they need help. They have to collaborate independently with peers. Those skills are things that will serve students well in college and in careers. And hopefully we've learned some things about how to cultivate student agency that will carry over to teaching and learning practices. But let's be clear, even with those hopeful opportunities, COVID has been an equity disaster for education, and we have a lot of work to do.
John King Jr. was Education Secretary in the Obama administration. He's now president of the Education Trust. Thank you.
Thanks so much.